It was quite the night at the rack. And our main man was there to see it. He is the college basketball aficionado. He will be in Newark, New Jersey for Seton Hall and Villanova later on tonight. So in the final week of the regular season, we welcome in the outstanding college sports columnist of the New York Post, the man of many talents, the great Zach Braziller. What's happening, Zach? How are you, bud?
JJ, I think you're laid on a little stitch there. I do not think you see that.
Oh, listen, Zach, I expect nothing but accolades for you. I expect nothing but the best coming from you. Let's start with Rutgers. They needed another quality win in the absolute worst way. Maryland coming off a tough loss against Michigan State. You're surprised with the ease that Rutgers won this game here on Tuesday. I liked them to win. They were favored, so I thought Vegas might have known something here with this game. I did not expect this to be the route that it was.
I mean, I don't think Maryland wanted to play. That was a good Rutgers credit. Rutgers did really well. The crowd was actually phenomenal. The place was deafening. But Maryland didn't look like they wanted anywhere much but scattering and crazy. I mean, that was a, the 11th point margin was clearly not, you know, what this game was. I mean, Rutgers was a 20 good punch in that second half. It was a cosmetical upset because that was a blowout. That was a rout. That was not a competitive second half. But Rutgers was up sick, but I'm a little concerned because Rutgers had dominated the first half and they only had a 6-point lead. And, you know, Maryland had a lot of these games this year where they did not be great and they found a way to win a game. But anyway, I don't know if you can tell Maryland had dealt with tonight. They have not been good lately. They should have lost to Minnesota. Minnesota's a great game. They got blown off at Michigan State. They got blown off in I would not touch Maryland in my school. You know, in a tight control. That team scares me. They're poorly coached. You know, they shoot too many threes. I was more unimpressed by Maryland than I was impressed by Rutgers. A few Rutgers turn. I think they're now looking at worst case maybe even if they don't lose other game, you know, the rest of the way. I think they at least got the chance to play their way.
All right, Zach, I think it's simple for Rutgers. Find a way to win one of your next two games. You're at Purdue over the weekend. They're coming off a big win on the road against Iowa. But then you have the Big Ten tournament, and Rutgers over the last 2 years has been pretty darn good when they've played in that Big Ten tournament. I would say their tournament hopes are first and goal at the 2-yard line. They find a way to get one of their next two games. I don't think they have anything to worry about selection Sunday. So what, we're putting the Rutgers tournament chances probably right around, what, 75, 80%?
Yeah, I think even if they go 0-2, that's the way. I think they're going to go into the game. I think the bubble got red. They have 5 wins on the tournament team. They have Maryland, Seton Hall, Penn State, Illinois, Wisconsin, so while they hurtle away from the rack, they do have a pretty decent resume. Their net is pretty good. Their report is going to go up tomorrow. So yeah, I think this one can at least get some Dayton. I think they can even go 0-2 and get Dayton, you know, barring a bunch of big games. I think they can get the game that at least get them, you know, at least into the first quarter. Yeah, I agree. If they win one of these,
we're on the same page with Maryland. I'd be very concerned what I've seen over the last few games. I know there are major knocks on their head coach, Mark Turgeon. Who is the team in that loaded Big Ten conference that you think is undervalued and could be a team, whether it's in the Big Ten tournament, Zach, or in the NCAA tournament, to make some serious noise and go on a run?
I don't know if you could say overlooked or underlooked, but as an addition to the state, I would not want to see that in my bracket. You know, if I'm a runner, they're really starting to get together. They had Penn State today. They had, you know, they've been killed Maryland. Probably just the only team to be at that stats this time of year. I think they're a team that, you know, has to make a final four. They're probably now, as we play themselves all the way up to the DC, that's the end. I don't expect anything to accomplish. You just don't want to agree to win on the road. You know, we get that the Big Ten is just every team. I know Purdue had a nice win on the road tonight, but the majority of the teams is about winning on the road. Now, part of that's a Fisher, you watch him in Texas, the whole difference of these games are just out of control. It's just such an advantage. But I just have a hard time trusting a Penn State and Iowa, a Rutgers, to win a few games in the tournament because they just have shown no capability to lead, to play good basketball all the way to the building.
We got Zach Brazil of the New York Post as we get ready for what is going to be a very entertaining Wednesday night involving Villanova and Seton Hall. And we know the deal for Seton Hall, Zach. It's very simple. They win one of their next two games. They are the Big East champions for the first time in a long time. We know what happened the first time these teams matched up. Size overwhelming for Seton Hall. How unbelievable down the stretch. Second time around, though, are they in a spot where they could be catching Villanova at a bad time because of what happened to them on Providence in the game on Saturday?
Yeah, I'd be surprised if Villanova didn't win this game. I just think everything is working in their favor. You know, Colin Gillespie is nursing an injury. As you said, Villanova left the game. At home against St. John's, they were not good. They got pushed for that 35. They lost it all to Providence. Providence didn't play that well. Providence couldn't put a home field to stay on courses in that game. And they could only say, they just want to hire you to fill up on the line. I don't see it. I think people that are well filled up, I think they just take them inside. I think the line is 4.5 in college. They're a little higher than I thought. I thought it was around 3.
Two seed for Seton Hall. And you know what, please, let's get Braziller on a better line if we can, because that last answer there was insane. I love him. It's one of my all-time favorites, but I felt like, we were talking about Charlie Brown's teacher yesterday. There were times I was like, wah-wah. That's never good. So we got to get Zach on a better line here. Is Seton Hall has it all in front of them now to do something they have not done in a 20, 25, 30-year period. Win the Big East Conference. And the symbolism of this game is the idea of doing it against the team that has been the gold standard. That to me, Zach, and we have you back here, my friend, hopefully on a much better connection, but the symbolism, right, of going up against Jay Wright, going up against Villanova, and trying to win this game and make your mark in this Big East Conference, the stage couldn't be more perfectly set, my friend.
Yeah, it's perfect. I mean, you have senior night, you have a team that has owned this league for 6-7 years. This has become the premier rivalry in the Big East. You know, two of the last 4 years, these two teams have played for the title. Even when Villanova's been terrific, Seton Hall has really played them tough. And now Seton Hall is, kind of the shoe on the other foot. Seton Hall is the team that is the better team, is the favored team. I have a hard time seeing Seton Hall lose this game. Now Villanova can come out and hit 15 threes. That could change things. I just think Seton Hall is better. I think their size gives Villanova a ton of problems. They have athletic wings they could put on Sadiq Bey and Samuels. I just think it's their time. I think they're going to win this game, and I think they're going to wind up with the 2 seed.
Zach, we'll talk next week before the conference tournament. Seton Hall, I think, is going to be favored to win the Big East tournament. But if there's a team that you think out of any of these group, a Creighton, a Villanova, whoever it may be, a Xavier, a Butler, take your pick. Who would be the biggest threat, you think, to Seton Hall not winning this year's Big East tournament next week?
No, I mean, obviously you could look at Villanova and Creighton. They're two of the best teams in the league. But I think the team that could really create some problems for them is Providence. I mean, Providence has been terrific lately. They beat Seton Hall up in Rhode Island. They just beat Villanova. They have one of the best perimeter defenders in the country, David Duke, who they put on Powell. They're real physical. They're a terrific rebounding team. And Seton Hall's kind of their one weakness is they are not, despite their size, they're not a great rebounding team. And if Seton Hall is the one seed, the way that would stack up, you'd have Providence as the 4 playing them in the semifinals. I could see Providence giving them some problems. But look, if you get the one seed, the way the Big East is set up this year, it's such an advantage because you get, instead of having to play like a Xavier or Marquette in the quarterfinals, you get to play the winner of St. John's Georgetown. Look, I know the Garden is St. John's home, but you know that's a clearly inferior team that you would play. And then the semis, you don't have to play Villanova or Creighton, you know. So, and then while I do like Providence, I just think being the one seed, the road is just so much easier for them. And you know, their eyes are set on the East and getting the Garden that second weekend. And if they can beat Villanova and they can have a good Big East tournament, I think they have a real shot at getting that two seed in the East.
Zach Braziller of the New York Post. And Zach, I watched Baylor and Texas Tech Monday night. Let me tell you something. Baylor's legit. Four guards. They are going to be tough to beat because they have so many different guys that can shoot it from the outside. But I think that Texas Tech team is going to be undefeated. That team's got tournament experience from going to the national championship game last year. That is a team I would not want to see in my bracket 2 weeks from now.
That team has 10 seed into the Sweet 16 right all over. I agree. I mean, obviously they're terrifically coached. They play D. They have talent. I mean, they could have easily won that game against Baylor. There was that one shaky call. I forget. I think it was deep in the second half where the Baylor guy got a timeout call, and they hit a three. It was a big momentum turn. I thought it was a bogus call. Texas Tech could have easily won that game. I mean, I agree. I like Texas Tech a lot. But you're gonna see this though. You're gonna see, you know, these teams that maybe didn't have great years but have a lot of talent get 10, 11 seeds, and you're gonna see them. You're gonna see at least a few of them in the Sweet 16, I think.
Zach, I'll give you another one because I think they're starting to play a winning brand of basketball. Look at what Tony Bennett is doing with Virginia. Virginia had that terrible stretch in January. They lost like three or four games in the conference. They couldn't score, but they've gotten back to playing that like ugly, miserable style of basketball, but they're winning the close game. They won one against Virginia Tech. They won one over the weekend against Duke. That is the team for me. I don't think they're going to make noise to the point where they're getting back to a Final Four, but Virginia matching up against them and the way they play defense, that's not going to be a picnic.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was Jerry Palm on CBS, his bracketology, and I think Jerry does a great job. He had Virginia as an 8 seed. Imagine you're a 1 seed, you got to deal with them in the second round? That would be no fun.
Not pleasant.
Think about if you're a Kansas and you got to deal with that style in the second round. That would not be a second round game I would want to play. I can't think of any coach who would want to play them. I agree. I honestly think they should be seeded high. I get they have holes on that resume, but I look at them and I look at them as more of kind of like a six-ish seed. But you know, the resume is the resume, and it right now they're probably like an 8 seed.
Okay, 1 seed, Zach. Kansas going to get a 1. Baylor's going to get a 1. Gonzaga, they take care of business in their conference tournament. They're going to get a 1. Who's that fourth number one seed you think going to be?
I mean, I think right now it's still San Diego State. I think you have three teams that are in play. I think you have San Diego State is right there. I think you have Dayton's right there. I might go even more than three. I'm going to go San Diego State, Dayton, Seton Hall if it wins out. And then I think if you get Louisville, like the ACC winner, especially if it's Florida State, if they win the league and then they win the postseason tournament, I can see them getting a 1 as well. I still think, though, if San Diego State has to trip up, I think Dayton would be right there if they win out. And I think then you got like teams like Seton Hall and Florida State that are lurking, that if they get hot and they go on a big run and win their conference tournament, that they got a shot too. I mean, you know, these teams have a lot of losses. Seton Hall has 7 losses, but you know, I think it was 3 years ago, North Carolina got a 1 seed with 7 losses. And you look at these resumes, they obviously are much better than what a San Diego State or a Dayton has.
Who is the team, Zach, that can go on a run next week, come out of nowhere, and make people sweat if they're sitting there on the bubble that this particular team could find their way into the tournament?
North Carolina.
I agree with you. But they're going to have a lot of work to do. They're going to be playing on Tuesday, but they could have and should have beat Duke. No, not could have. They should have beat Duke the first time around. They've lost a ton of close games going back to early in the year, and they got a pedigree. I watched them against Syracuse, Zach, and you don't want to get blinded because it's a mediocre Syracuse team this year, But I'm watching them in the second half drain every shot known to man. I'm like, how is this team 3 or 4 games on the 500 again? I mean, my goodness.
It's hard. I mean, like, I know it's not your typical North Carolina. There's no, you know, Roy's got to take a hit. There's no, I know Cole Anthony missed time. There's no reason that team should be whatever, 14 and 17 or whatever it is. I mean, it, they should at least, you know, be in position to make the NIT. You know, they've lost some just hard games. But Cole Anthony is playing terrific lately. He's playing more like that top three pick everyone thought he would be. They have size. They do have some shooters who are starting to, you know, play more like you thought they would. I get it's a long road. I don't think they're going to do – I'm not saying they're going to win the ACC tournament, but I would not be shocked for them to get, like, to the semifinals just because of the talent they have on that team. Because it's clearly not a 14 and 17 team.
No question about it. And you mark my words, if Carolina's playing on Friday night, there are going to be a lot of bubble teams losing a whole lot of sleep thinking about them potentially stealing a bid. So listen, that'll be fun to watch next week. And before we get you out of here, Rutgers, they're in as far as Brazil is concerned. You won't be sweating, you'd say, if you're a Scarlet Knight fan. Even if you lost the next two, Zach, you think they're in the tournament.
Yeah, I think they're in day in if they lost the next two. You know, look. Now, we also have to say, you know, you also have to leave room for, you know, a bunch of bid stealers. So you never know. Like, what happens if, you know, Gonzaga loses or, you know, an A-10 team? Like, you know, so if like, 4 or 5 things go wrong, could they be out? Well, too sure, they could. But I think, barring some crazy unforeseen things, I think Rutgers at worst is a Dayton. And like you said, they've done well in the Big Ten tournament. And a lot of these road losses, to be fair, have been games they could have won. They lost a buzzer to Penn State. You know, they lost a nail biter to Maryland. Like, it's not like they played terrible. The problem is they just haven't won any of them. You know, they've played well for the most part. They just haven't been able to win one. So I think they're going to win at least one Big Ten tournament game anyway. I don't think they'll beat Purdue on Saturday. Purdue is really tough in its own building. They're coming off a really nice win. But I expect Rutgers to at least win one, if not two, Big Ten tournament games, and so they don't really have to sweat too much, you know, the Sunday after next.
Zach Brazilla, the outstanding college sports commentator for the New York Post. Zach, enjoy the game on Wednesday night. Enjoy the weekend. And believe it or not, next week, we buckle up, my friends, because it'll be conference tournament week, one of my favorite weeks of the year. We'll be chatting soon, all right?
All right, JJ, have a good one.
There you have it. Good stuff there. Staying up late, the great Zach Brazilla over at the New York Post. Think Rutgers in the field. Seton Hall, chance for one seed if they win out. What a story that would be.